And it's time now for music. This jaunty piece of orchestral music is performed by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. It's one of the many new albums that my guest, NPR classical producer Tom Heisinger, has brought with him today. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Great to see you again, Jackie.
It's always a pleasure to have you here because I never know what you're going to bring. A couple of curveballs, it seems to me. And judging by that smirk on your face right now, Tom, I think a curveball is coming my way right now.
Well, you know, I purposely kept you in the dark a little bit about this first piece because in a moment something kind of odd is going to happen. So let's listen for it.
What's that banjo doing in there?
Right, there. Call the symphony police. It's a banjo infiltration of sorts. No, actually, it is weird to hear a banjo with a symphony orchestra, but I guess not when you're talking about Bela Fleck, because it's his new banjo concerto.
Bela Fleck, why am I not surprised?
Well, he's a guy who has made really kind of a fascinating career out of these musical infiltrations into places where no other banjo would fear to tread, I guess you could say. He's played with jazz musicians, West African musicians, pop, bluegrass, his own kind of newgrass style. He's named after Bela Bartok, by the way, so it's probably about time that he got around to composing some classical music. And here he's got this new concerto. It's 35 minutes, 3 movements, and he calls it The Impostor. He's written, I think, very creatively for different sections and voices of the orchestra. Here's a nice section for winds. And there are also some real hummable tunes, Jackie. Let's listen to this one. Kind of reminds me of Michel Legrand's Summer of 42.
Pretty. Are there places in this concerto where bluegrass breaks out?
Oh, definitely. There are a few places, especially in the final movement, where the banjo takes flight and the orchestra interrupts with some colors of its own.
One you just have to hear to believe. This is more like fiction. Suspend your disbelief and just listen. That's music written and performed by Bela Fleck, his new banjo concerto with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. My goodness, Tom, what else have you been listening to? I'm afraid to ask.
All right, let's go in a different direction now. The album is called Evensong. It's a debut by a terrific 33-year-old New York composer named Caleb Burhans. This piece we're listening to is called Things Left Unsaid, a performance by the Tarab Cello Ensemble. Nice, right?
Just really beautiful. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
It's Caleb Burhans, and he's played in rock bands, a disco band, a number of new music outfits like Alarm Will Sound, which is featured on this new record. He's a multi-instrumentalist, but I think the key to his composing really is the voice. He began as a boy soprano. Hmm. He continued singing in the Episcopal Church for 20 years. And this has given him, I think, a really keen sense for vocal layering and the blending of voices and harmonies. And a good example on this record is a piece called Superflumia Babylonis, featuring the Trinity Wall Street Choir, which is a group that Burhans used to sing with.
Oh, let's hear it. You know, that new album called Evensong, that's a name I love, Tom. It has such associations of ending the day with the classical high Anglican tradition of the Evensong. And he's just done a beautiful job with it. Caleb Burhans.
It's an eclectic and beautiful and impressive debut album, I think, and Behrens is a composer to keep an ear on.
So we're listening to new albums that have come across the desk of our guest, Tom Heisinger, NPR's classical producer. Tom, what else you got?
How about something a bit more French?
Oh, why not?
All right.
Mais oui. Beautiful. It seems, is it older?
It is just past the turn of the 20th century. It's music by Rinaldo Hahn from a very large, sprawling piano suite called The Bewildered Nightingale. Hahn is best remembered today only for a few gorgeous songs, but he wrote a lot of solo piano music, and it has all just been collected in this new 4-CD set by pianist Cristina Arellano, and I have just totally fallen in love with this set. It's a treasure trove of super tasteful delights, and it really kind of sends you into that elegant world of the Parisian salons of the turn of the 20th century.
Well, it certainly sounds as if we ought to be sitting, and our imaginations, we are. Tapestry-filled sitting rooms right now, sipping very small glasses of absinthe, no doubt. Who was Rinaldo Hahn? I think I remember him as being an intimate of Proust's.
He was. They had a romantic relationship for a couple of years, but after that broke off, they remained lifelong friends. Hahn was born in Venezuela in 1874. His parents were wealthy. They moved to Paris when he was a toddler. He became a child prodigy, and over the years, he morphed into this the epitome of like French elegance and worldly sophistication. He was beloved by all the beautiful people in Paris and the salon culture. So let's hear now this simple little waltz. It only lasts 30 seconds, the whole piece, and in 30 seconds he perfectly captures a mood. It's called Waltz of the Dragonfly in Mourning, and that's spelled Mourning.
It was a wistful little waltz, wasn't it?
Music by Rinaldo Hahn from a new box set of his solo piano music. 4 CDs plus a DVD documentary and perfect dinner music, by the way, the whole set.
Well, I see the perfect hostess gift coming on. Tom, we've got time for one more. What do you have?
All right. We've got the terrific German violinist Isabella Faust, and she's been on a roll. Last year, she released an album of violin concertos of Beethoven and Alban Berg. It won a Gramophone Award for her, and now she's back with another compelling combination, the 2 violin concertos by Béla Bartók. I just love that spacious, soaring violin entrance in Bartók's 2nd violin concerto written near the end of his career. But now let's go back 30 years to the young Bartók, madly in love writing this 1st violin concerto for a violinist he was dating. Passionate music by Béla Bartók for a violinist girlfriend.
Very exciting. Did she give the premiere of this concerto number 1?
You know, it ended up that she did not. They broke up before Bartók finished the composition, and in fact, its official debut came after Bartók died.
Oh, wow. That's music from violinist Isabella Faust's new Bartók album. Tom Heisinger is classical producer at NPR Music, and you can hear more of his picks today at the blog Deceptive Cadence. And that's at nprmusic.org. Tom, it's always an adventure with you, and I sure do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. It's always a pleasure to be with you.